Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 8, verses 29 through 31. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us?
It's tempting to think we don't need much improvement. While many people concede they could probably use a little bit of maintenance in some areas, they will usually add, "But I'm a good person." However, the truth is that the Heavenly Father refuses to settle for humanity's meager vision of good enough. He wants something so much better for those of us who are believers. God sees each of us as the person he or she will be when fully yielded to Christ, because he has clothed us in the righteousness of Christ at salvation. He then sets about achieving the renovation of our behavior by transforming the present self into the image of his Son. See 1 Corinthians 15, verse 49. An essential step in God's remodeling work involves removing whatever is ungodly in our life. This process is often uncomfortable, but it's worth it. Our continual sanctification is his plan, so we know it's good for us. God targets habits, attitudes, and relationships that don't honor him. He applies pressure to direct our attention to those places, so we'll surrender them to him. Conforming our will to God's will changes who we are. In the midst of our transformation, pain from his tools may temporarily obscure the beauty of his design. But nothing is more splendid to the Lord than a committed, obey-no-matter-what follower. Submit to him so that he might remake you into the son or daughter he has in mind.